Module 5. 5H. Exercise 4, page 66. 1.
While I was studying to become a teacher, I was seriously burnt out. Luckily, as part of my degree, I was required to work in a classroom for a few months. It really was a much-needed break. I taught art to children. All the kids were so ambitious and creative. They reminded me of why I had started teacher training in the first place.
2. I always thought I'd grow up and become a chef, just like my father. I was inspired by how happy people were when they tasted his food. Unfortunately, it turns out I have no talent for cooking. No matter how much my dad tried to teach me, I would burn everything. Luckily, I was good at science and maths. I'm now studying medicine at university and I'm really enjoying it. The only problem is that tuition fees are very expensive. In order to pay for them, I serve tables at my dad's restaurant. He won't let me anywhere near the kitchen.
3.
James Joyce is a unique kind of writer. He is most famous for his novel Ulysses, which is over 600 pages long. The amazing thing about Ulysses is that the entire story takes place in one day. Joyce describes absolutely everything the main character does, sees, or thinks. As a result, some people find his writing too difficult to read. Despite this, Joyce is undoubtedly one of the most influential writers that ever lived.
4.
Hello there. I spoke to a lady on the phone last week. I think her name was Linda. I was looking for a book called The Sea Road. I need it for a course I'm studying at university. The librarian I spoke to said she would order it in for me and that it would only take a couple of days. That was on Thursday, and I haven't heard anything since. Could you tell me when I can expect the book to arrive?
5.
Well, basically, eLecture is a program that allows universities to broadcast lectures on the internet. It's very innovative and has received both criticism and praise. Critics argue that it encourages students to be lazy, since they no longer need to attend university to earn their degree. However, students say that eLecture helps them to learn because they can re-watch lectures as many times as they need. They believe that alternative methods of learning are a good thing, and people shouldn't dismiss the eLecture program before they've even tried it.
6.
Have you always wanted to become a photographer?
Well, when I was younger, it was my dream job, but I actually went to university to study journalism. One day, a fellow classmate asked me to take photos while he conducted an interview. I really needed the extra cash, so I thought, why not?
So you dropped journalism and moved on to photography right there and then?
No, I was too stubborn for that. While photography seemed to come more naturally to me, I actually finished my degree in journalism. It was only after I graduated from university that I fully realised my natural gift for photography. It's strange how things work out, isn't it?
7.
Sometimes when people ask about my hobby, I hesitate to tell them. Even though I love football, talking about it makes me a little uncomfortable because some people think it's not for girls. That's so unfair. We have to train just as hard and are just as good as any male team. Before a competition, though, I get really anxious and start to doubt myself. I never want to let my team down. Still, once the whistle blows, I forget my fears and just focus on winning. It's so thrilling being out on the pitch.
8.
While I was travelling in India, I decided to go up to this mountain village. I hired a taxi, but at the foot of the mountain, a massive landslide forced me to hike instead. It took all day, but the view was well worth the trouble. It was really breathtaking. After all my effort, I decided to stay in the village for a few days. By then, the landslide had been cleared, so I took a tour bus to get back to the bottom.